Good evening, everyone. I'd like to welcome everyone to this evening's meeting of the Shared Services Committee. Would everyone please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Please let the record reflect that we open the meeting up at 6:05. Will the town clerk kindly take the roll?
Mark Garfalo's here. Colleen Germain Izzo.
Here.
James Gilday.
Here.
Robert Heider.
Here.
George Kurtica.
Present.
Ken Marcuccio.
Present.
James Silkoff.
Present.
Okay, the record should reflect there are seven members present, so we have a quorum, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, sir. Anyone from the public wish to speak before the Shared Services Committee? Anyone from the public going twice? Anyone from the public going three times? Seeing no one from the public, will close public portion and move on to item number five. So the way, and I'll just do a quick lead in to kick off the conversation with my own thoughts, which are only that, my own thoughts. the way we last left it, there was a lot of talk about process, integrity, providing safeguards for boards that will transcend current administration, current boards, and would be a model for future governing bodies. So we talked about a process with that set in mind. So truthfully, I in my own mind, I think it's important for us to settle upon a process that we that the respective boards could go back and talk to their boards about. Because, again, my only two cents is if we don't agree on a process, there's not really a whole lot of reason to do a lot of the next steps, right? I mean, so I think we have to get the process down. My opinion, we have to kind of go pressure test that with our own boards, ensure that there's a path forward for doing this, and then if all that happens, then I think we have to come here and dig in. So again, without killing the point, I do think it all starts with agreeing on a process and how that may work. And so with that, and I take no pride of authorship. I did put into truth be told, ChatGPT, our work and where we were at and what we were looking for, a model between two boards that were looking to merge services. I gave as much information as I could, and here's what's in front of you. I only send it again for discussion purposes. I'm not tied to anything other than thinking at some point our boards have to agree on a model. So with that, everyone has the document in front of you. It talks about an appointment process, and which I think is the starting point of how we appoint this person. But that's just me. So I've spoken enough. I'll open it up to anybody else. Any thoughts? Anyway, I mean, if you want to go through it real quickly, this is kind of a proposal, a resolution that I would imagine both boards would adopt, or whether it's via charter on one side or via bylaws on the Board of Ed side, where they would determine that they were going to have a shared director of human resources.
Mr. Chair, just before we go, I think it's a good idea to go through it, just because.
Yeah.
But I think perhaps maybe a thing to think about as we go through it,
mm-hmm,
is to maybe before, if we find we're going to, there's like too much detail, at least forward the main points that would be kind of like the, you know, summing it up point to, you know, instead of trying to get agreement on every last detail, maybe, you know, the points of the joint, you know, some of the major points.
I think
just something to think about as we, let's go through it. But I mean, just something to think about it in that context, because, you know, obviously if there's an, say, I mean, if there's an issue with how the position gets appointed, you know, like it has, if it, you know, jointly is what's being proposed here. Right. And if that's like, I mean, that's like a kind of a major point, like, but maybe how many people are on the committee is not as important. You know what I mean? Like, but if both boards can't agree that it's joint, then, you know, it kind of stops there.
And again, I agree 1,000%. I think we have to get to a spot where on the big items it would be joint. We have to then go. Ken would bring it back to the Board of Ed. George would bring it back to the Board of Aldermen. They would pressure test it. Maybe the Board of Aldermen says, "Hey, listen, we're not interested in that, a joint model." Maybe the Board of Ed says, "Hey, listen, if we don't have input, we got three times as many employees, we're not interested." I do agree that it starts with conceptually agreeing on a process, and 100% agree whether it's two members by the mayor or two members by the Board of Ald, whatever those numbers are, I agree isn't important, is as important.
I'm sorry, just for the record, the record should reflect that Superintendent of Schools, Matt Conway, is here, and Brian Hall, our Finance Director, joined via Zoom just now at 6:09.
I would just, and again, I'll kick off the discussion, I guess, and I love and respect everybody here and kind of amongst my friends, truthfully. But I do think that, and George was on the Board of Ed at that time, and I know Ken was, our last experience with this as a Board of Education, truthfully, was with the IT department many years ago. And the city really owned the process. They hired the person, they appointed the person, and we contributed a salary towards the salary. But and again, if you guys have a different recollection, it was hard to get them to come to our meetings. It was hard to get them to be responsive to us. And it was really hard for us to feel like we were on equal footing with the city. So I would tell you, just again, my own opinion is I really would say that there's a lot of money to be saved here, but I think it's vital that both boards have a vested interest and that both boards sign off on it and that both boards have to approve of the person and that both boards have representation as we go through that, because both boards in theory are paying equally, and quite honestly, we have three times as many employees, truthfully, and you could say the workload might even be greater on the Board of Ed side. So I think for me as a Board of Education member, as a Board of Education member, that it has to be deeper than the Board of Aldermen appointing it and us just signing a shared services agreement. We have to, in my opinion, and I don't want to put words in Ken's mouth, but I think we're aligned on this, but I think we have to have equal footing, in my opinion. And I think there's a lot of money to be saved there. So I would hope that that's where we could end up. And that's just my own two cents and my own opinion.
I agree with Jim. I think it's important that, especially in the hiring process, that the superintendent make the recommendations to the Board of Education for approval for hiring. I mean, he's the one that knows or would know the people that we should hire and recommend those people to us for approval. So I don't know, how the rest of you feel about that, but I think we have to maintain that. So that we know we're getting the right people. We're involved with the educational system. We should be the ones that hire anybody that's working for the educational system. And I agree with Jim about the IT problem we had before. It just didn't work out.
Sure. I don't know. I'm trying to put anybody on the spot. Have you? Yeah.
Once upon it, no. So, yeah, correct. I remember being on the school board for 14 years that we had the shared IT, and we could never get a hold of the person. I remember that, right, Ken and Jim? I mean, just glancing over this proposal here, I guess, where do you want to call it, or a resolution, or
Resolution, yeah, whatever you want to
yeah.
use.
I mean, I just glancing over it real quick. It looks pretty good to me. I agree with that the Board of Ed does have 300 and something employees, and the city has about 120, 140, something like that. So I think with the superintendent should have more than a say on who gets picked on here. I know the appointment process looks good to me, the way you did it. But I agree that if we're gonna approve something like this, you have to bring it back to your board, Ken, Board of Education, and say this is what we're looking at, as well as I'll bring this back to our the Board of Aldermen through our committee. Everything has to go through the committee, it goes through the full board. So, I mean, it looks great. We're here to save money for the city. And, I think it's very well written. So, if we agree on this resolution or proposal and everything, I'll bring it before the committee, the appropriate committee, to talk to them to see how they feel before it comes back to the full board, which will probably be the April meeting. I think our agenda is already set for our meeting, pretty much so, next week. So I will have the city clerk make copies, and we could give this to the committee, the appropriate committee that would look into this and give a recommendation to the full board. So I'm sure that you would have to do the same thing on the Board of Education, Ken. You know, if this goes to the committee first before the full board, I don't know,
Excuse me, say it again.
So we have to, anything that goes to the full board has to go through a committee, our committee. We have three committees. So the school board would probably be the same thing. Right? You'd have to, would you bring this up at a regular meeting or would it go to a committee before it went to the regular meeting?
To follow our practices, we go to the subcommittee,
right,
and then go to the full board.
That's like we do.
Which committee would that be?
You have negotiations and personnel, probably, as well as policy.
Okay. So I think that's the way we should go, I believe.
Thank you. If I could see if Colleen and Rob want to weigh in. So we'll kind of go, and then we'll see if Jimmy on the phone wants to weigh in. And then, of course, Mr. Garofalo.
Yeah, Jim, correct me if I'm wrong. Did I hear you say that the Board of Ed would make the final decision, the ultimate decision?
No, I looked at it as both, in my opinion, both boards would sign off on the success, would have to approve the successful candidate.
And the final appointment would be come from me, the superintendent, and the mayor combined? And then
ideally.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and I agree that, obviously the Board of Ed has significantly more employees. So the workload on the human resources officer is going to be probably more towards the Board of Ed side. But I do think that it should be a joint approval. And that name be put forth with agreement from the mayor and the superintendent of the schools to both committees.
Thank you, Mr. Heiner.
For hiring the person.
Yes. Yeah.
Mark or Colleen or Jim want to weigh in? Jimmy? Anybody?
You guys first.
Yeah, I agree too. I think it has to be a split, especially based on significant number of staffing at the Board of Ed. And I think it has to be identified prior to entering into this kind of thing, especially in light of what this city has experienced 4 years ago. We certainly don't want to set ourselves up for something that could go south quickly.
Mr. Silkoff, Mark has yielded. See if you want to weigh in or add anything, sir.
No, I also agree.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Mr. Town Clerk, you want to?
I think that anything that would come out of this committee, this or the other decision that, the finance part of it or any other thing for the future, even if it were to revisit IT, but, or, whatever else could be, it has to be by consensus. So if it's not done jointly, it doesn't matter who, more employees or less employees or, because that could be different in each of the decisions. But as a general compass to it, it has to be by consensus. Otherwise, it's not going to work. and, I think it's also important that that consensus be protected from the politics or from the changes or whatever, because it really should, the job functions are outside of the politics. So I think it's important to protect against that. And I think that it's also I think it's also a good idea what Mr. Kurtica said, you know, having it go through the process, you know, like the, you know, partially the process, it's probably a good idea to actually send the whole document. Which, I mean, my thought was in the beginning to me, if it was going to be like, you know, just conceptually, but if the representatives of their boards have, you know, a sense to let it go through a little bit of the committee process to say, hey, do you have anything else to add before we come back with a full and final recommendation? Because it doesn't make sense for them to kind of like drill down on all the details and then have it have to come back to the Board of Ed or vice versa to you know get eyes on it, because you know it's the great part about this exercise is that it is the democratic process, small d, you know, the and to have the eyes on it and the transparency around it and input as we go so that the final document is something that everybody's going to, you know, that there is consensus on and it's thought through, like, you know, the kind of things that, you know, that we want. And, you know, a lot of it's like basically in there anyway, but I, you know, more or less. So that's a good starting point for everybody to say, like, you know, it's reduced to writing. And, you know, if there are points that need to be tweaked or improved or added or subtracted or whatever it is, again, you know, but without like either group getting, you know, this is essentially a committee of like an extra committee of those both boards, because, you know, like even like just saying like in how in the point of the hiring, you know, the search committee would recommend to it. It doesn't say that the mayor and the superintendent would be the ones recommending. And again, that's something that could be decided, you know, later on, because it's, again, to me, it doesn't make sense to get into the weeds part of, you know, get deep in if conceptually this doesn't make sense.
Thank you, sir. So, if I, and again, I think I'm accurately characterizing the sentiment of the room, but please, if I'm not, then correct me. So, I think the sentiment of the room is that we all recognize that there A is an opportunity to save money for the city, B that this would work best if it was done mutually and jointly, and C that we are going to bring this back to our res respective boards to work through their committees, and then you know. Add any input or feedback they may have, and then we'll reconvene here after it's gone through the boards. Is that an accurate reflection of where we are?
Yes, yeah, I think that's a great thing. And what I'd like to see is that if everything, all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed and everything, that and we're all both boards agree on this, that we have a combined board meeting between the Board of Aldermen and the Board of Education. So this way, to show everybody in town, our constituents, that we agree to this and that we're attempting to save money for the city and for them.
Thank you, sir. Did you want to say something more, Mr. Garofalo?
Yeah, but I think that it just from a timing standpoint, it might make sense for us to meet, you know, this group to meet again, because you know the practical reality is like the committees of the Board of Aldermen and Women are not going to meet till the end of this month. So like 3 weeks from tomorrow would be. So perhaps if we, you know, we get a chance to, you know, improve upon this document that we could incorporate that before it goes through. I don't know when the Board of Ed committees are, but assuming that the cycle, as Mr. Kurtica said, you know, to have it have, you know, approve the concept in the April cycle of the w meeting, or at least the board of, I don't know if you guys could fit it with a committee in a regular meeting based on what your however your schedule is, but the Board of Aldermen would meet like the second Thursday in April to kind of cover that part of it. So we have time like to kind of enhance it at least probably at one more meeting here if there are things that we want to update, and then get it to the everybody for the cycle of the committees and approved in April, and then the concept, so then we could come back and do like a final work through on it. That'll give us time to kind of drill down on it and even get it to, say, Corporation Council or Labor Council to draft it in a way that legalese wise and HR wise, that's kind of in a spot to get it done for then the next cycle, which would then put us in line for the new fiscal year still.
Got it. Anybody have an issue with that course that we can kind of just laid out? And I do like the adding the Corporation Council piece in for certain. Okay. So I think if there's anything else on item number four, which is the HR piece, I don't think we're ready for item number six.
To chair, do you need a motion? Do you want a motion to refer it to those the
Okay.
committees?
Thank you. I appreciate
I
that.
mean, or,
Yeah, I do. I
okay.
do. Yeah, I do. Do you
Just
want to make it?
well, no, I mean, I'm happy to, but yield to my colleagues.
Sure.
Okay. I would move that we re refer the draft conceptual framework for the shared director of human resources position to both the Board of Aldermen and Alderwomen and the Board of Education for the purpose of opining through their committee process and then eventually adopting, or at least the conceptual part of this, so that we can then proceed with finalizing it at this level.
Thank you. Motion's been made to share the refer the draft to the conceptual shared services for the HR position to the Board of Aldermen and Board of Education to get their consensus and to have them weigh in on the proposal that we have here this evening. Motion's been made by Ms. Garofalo. Is there a second? Second, Mr. Mercutio. Any discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Item number five. If there's no. No, I'm sorry. Item number six.
Move
I
to
don't.
ta move to table till
Thanks, sir.
the next meeting.
Motion by Ms. Garofalo to table. Is there a second? Second, Mr. Hyder. Any discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Set a regular meeting schedule. Are you guys prepared to set a regular one? Do you want to just push one out 2, 3 weeks? What do you guys want to do? What's the preference of the board? I'll tell you the first Wednesday works good for me, but we can't wait till April 1st. So
When does the
the Board of Ed meets on the 19th.
So do we. Now, when's
No, you
the
meet on the
26th?
12th and the
26th.
26th. Yeah, I can do the 18th. I can't do the 17th. I can do the 24th or 25th. We'll get it.
Mr. Chair, the 25th might be better because the 24th, I believe, is a Tuesday, and tax board meetings are on those days. And that
25th.
one in particular is their regular monthly meeting.
I can't do the 25th. I'll be in Shoreline East. I'll be in New London.
23.
I could do 23. Monday, the 23rd. Everybody good? Yes.
March 23rd, yeah.
Just left over. I currently have a vote committee on the 23rd. The schedule is the 23rd in my calendar.
I believe that should be the 24th.
Yeah.
It is the 24th. I'm sorry. I'm looking at the wrong.
Okay.
No. I had a double. I had a double check to myself. But that would work because
23rd. Everyone good? 6 o'clock. Same place, same time.
23rd.
Yes, sir. Okay. Item number eight. Mr. Ryder. Second, Mr. Garofalo. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned.
Six.
Time is 6:30.
Have a good night.
Thanks.